I mean, we're back now. We're back. We should have like stuff saved up for to dazzle.
I can't remember what I did 5 minutes ago, let alone in the last month since we started doing these recordings.
No, I understand that, but yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. What did you do 5 minutes ago?
I think I may have started talking to you, but I don't remember. Might have been 7 minutes.
Has it been 5 minutes? It feels like an hour, but it probably is closer to 5 minutes, actually. And I'm looking down. It's 4.5 minutes now.
Okay, that sounds about right.
Okay, well, game on. Hello and welcome to episode 558 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me as always is...
Adam, Vancouver, British Columbia.
Vancouver, British Columbia. What is going on in Vancouver, Adam? It's been a while. I think we're kind of getting back to somewhat of a... I don't know. I am getting back to somewhat of a regular sort of schedule.
Yes, you? So am yeah. I. Yep, kids back at school, so that...
So what's going on then?
Yeah, that just means that there's kids out of the house more. They're not out of the house this minute because it's preschool, not before school time right now. This is in the morning before they've left, but otherwise, there's some moments where I might be able to get some stuff done because they're off at school.
Yes. And by stuff done, you mean like listen to other podcasts. And stuff.
Yeah, no, I, you know what? I haven't done that in a long time, no. But you know, I meant more go through some of the photos I took in the summer and actually edit them. Like I haven't done anything related to my computer or photography or anything. I did take some photos, but I haven't gotten around to, you know, editing them or sending them out to the people they were intended for. So I just have had this accumulation and the renos were part of that and just summer busyness. And we've moved in, we're unpacked now. And I'm so slowly trying to get caught up on things that I should have done months ago.
That's how I feel. Like that's the Spirit of the West song. You got to get home for a rest, right? Like after your vacation. It's that's exactly what I'm experiencing. I just got caught up. Like I just posted on my private Instagram, a whole bunch of pictures from our vacation, for family members and friends back home. I just never got around to it. Just been one thing after another, and so I feel you. Our kids are still not in school. Like it's next week they start, so we're not back to normal yet, but we're getting close.
Okay, well that's it's exciting. I'm telling you, it's exciting.
Yeah. It's kind of sad about what you find exciting as you get older.
Okay.
Well, no, the fact that I agree with you. It is kind of exciting to have a little bit of free time, but when you're younger, it was like that was never a thing.
Yeah, you're just bored. You need something planned for every minute. I'm mostly excited about each week's the next episode of Ted Lasso. That's my greatest source of excitement.
Let me get the Patreon Amazon out of the way because I want to address this head on.
Okay.
Well, there was some weirdness. Okay, hold on. Patreon, if you want to help us out and keep this thing moving, click on our site. You can see the Patreon link. Go ahead and pledge. I think it's the minimum is $2 a month. That really helps us. You know, cover all the costs involved in podcasting. There are some. I don't know if you knew that. Adam didn't.
I just pledged $20. Like literally, just hit the button. Yeah.
Yeah. Just do it that's every month. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh, whoops.
That's recurring. Yeah. So you're gonna want to up that. That's what I'm telling you. Go 30. Go 30.
Okay.
No, you know. So even like they always say, hey, for a cup of coffee, but literally for $2, that really helps us. You know, cover the bandwidth. All the ancillary costs. It sounds funny, but they nothing's free anymore. Turns out.
Okay.
Or I think we're still on Amazon, Adam. I haven't even looked. I think you can still click through our site on Amazon if you're buying things.
In what country?
Oh, only America.
Oh, only America.
Yeah,
only
no, the rest of the world is clued in. America is slow to the game on banning the hosers. But the rest of the world, not fans of what we do. America, big fans, apparently. So, and I am a fan of America. So
not it, banned in the USA. That's the not, album that's cover. The,
right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. I forgot that we were shadow banned in the USA.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's a weird time, but not on Amazon. Bezos still loving us. Still hammering checks from all that, that hoser influx, ironically. So anyways, you can find those links on our site if you want to help us out. All right. So in the what's going on department, you said something, you nailed it.
Ted Lasso.
Well, what happened? I mean, we talked last week. We decided it was the first time we'd ever talked about Ted Lasso, really.
I think so. Right. I don't remember ever talking about it.
I think I mentioned it off the air, but yeah, no, we love it. We love the show as well. It's still like every Friday night. We sit down. My wife loves it, as mentioned. But the very first time we mentioned Ted Lasso, we then, and I forget how this segued in or whatever. I don't remember
how it happened. Went into
detail about the Da Vinci Code.
Yeah, you brought it up as a reference that was a tangent.
A random, I don't even know why. I did read the Da Vinci Code probably like 15 years ago or when, yeah. I don't even know when it came out.
And for me, I think it was even longer. I don't know. Whenever it came out, like in the first year that it came out, I read that book.
Yeah, I was.
Unless it came out in 1957, then I didn't read it that then.
Yeah, yeah. No, I read Atlas Shrugged on the original copy. I meant to say the Fountainhead. That might have, what was funnier, Atlas Shrugged or Fountainhead? Like just from a title standpoint.
Definitely Atlas Shrugged.
Okay. So anyways, so I read it, I don't know, a number of years ago, like probably a year or two after you, I bet. Maybe I read your copy. I don't remember. Anyways, I don't know what made me think of it. I bring up that book, you know, at most four times a week.
Okay.
Yeah, zero. Never. I never bring up Da Vinci Code, ever. For some reason, brought it up on the last show, the exact same show as Ted Lasso. And if you watch the last episode of Ted Lasso, it was all about the Da Vinci Code.
Sure had a heavy Da Vinci Code influence, that's for sure.
All of a sudden, what's his name? Ray? No.
Roy.
Roy Kent. All of a sudden, Roy Kent. The show opens with a shot of the book, the Da Vinci Code. And I took a screen grab and sent it to you.
It's real quick. And I could have easily missed that if you hadn't sent the screen grab because it's on his night table and it just quickly blurs and then focuses on him. So it's like a half second, like real, real quick. But then I thought maybe that was the only reference, which on its own would have been weird enough, but it just kept going. He kept reading the book throughout the episode. And it got weirder. And you didn't tell me any of that stuff. You just said opening shot of
I didn't want Ted to ruin Lasso. It for you.
Yeah. Yeah. But you go on. You because it gets super weird because we had the
very specific because I was talking. One of the references I made was, oh man, these are the shortest chapters ever. And that's ha ha ha. Roy Kent references how short the chapters are.
Yeah. In a very similar joke punchline that you made, which was like, wow, you either saw the episode a day before it ever got released and you just decided that you were going to go off, or this was the super creepy kind of universe kind of telling us that you're now going to be hired to work on the writing staff of Ted Lasso.
I hope so. It's definitely at least most of the second option there. It's not the first one. I didn't see it ahead of time.
Yeah.
I think it's the second one right up until me getting hired. I don't think that's going to happen. It would be nice. I would love to hang with Sudeikis. I'll be perfectly honest with you because he's a Leica guy. I don't know if you know that.
I did not know that.
Like I remember when Ted Lasso broke, and I've always liked Jason Sudeikis from SNL, and you know, and a lot of his characters fantastic. Although I did tried to show them to my wife after, like we watched the bunch of Ted Lasso, and then I was like, well, now we got to watch some YouTube clips of Sudeikis on SNL, and she was not amused at all. She did not get.
Stick with Lasso, buddy.
Yeah, that's the way to go. But so after Ted Lasso, you know, blew up, I was like, I Googled Sudeikis to see what else he was up to. And it was like a whole bunch of pictures of him, like roaming the streets of New York, like, you know, like with his camera, like he's a photographer. And I forget what model it was. It was like an M8 or something like that. Yeah, but big Leica guy, as you would be if you have that kind of money.
Sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, we can hang. Jason, if you're listening, why would you? Let's hang. Like, give me a shout. You know where to find me. Click on our Patreon or something. I don't know. But we'll go for a little photo walk around Tubingen next time you're in town.
But it was the kind of thing, you know, how people say, all right, we were just talking about this product and my phone is listening to me, and then it spits right out an ad about that. And you go, oh my gosh, like, this is crazy. This was like the writers of Ted Lasso were listening to you, but the episode was basically like 14 hours from release. And it was so eerie that you thought
they work fast.
You gotta be kidding. Like, yeah, exactly. Yeah. You gotta be kidding how weird and that reference and how that played out. Super, super weird. Universal weirdness there.
I paused it about four times and was going to send you a text like, oh my God. And I thought, you know, it's the morning where you are, so you haven't had a chance to watch it. So I'll let you experience the weirdness on your own.
Yeah. So anyone who listened to last week, which hopefully is most of the people listening this week, go dig up the last episode of Ted Lasso. And just, again, we're not overselling this. It is super, super, super weird how that played out.
It's like if you hit play on Dark Side of the Moon right at the beginning of Wizard of Oz. It's how that all lines up. It's exactly the same. So play our episode at the beginning of Ted Lasso and you probably going to pee your pants.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Did you know that Dark Side of the Moon thing?
No.
That's a thing. I've never done it, but apparently it's a thing.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So what else is going on? Oh, baseball's back. I played baseball on Sunday, finally. When your first game of the year is in September, that's weird. But we won 17-3, so a bit of a juggernaut there.
Yeah, good job.
I always assumed the word juggernaut was German, and when I said the word juggernaut, they all stared at me like I was not speaking German.
Okay.
So, anyways, they're kids. What do they know?
I always think of the Marvel superhero who, at some point, they've got to make a movie about, with the giant, like, mushroom head.
Okay. Juggernaut?
Yeah, Juggernaut.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a big, big dude like the Hulk, but he just runs through things. He's a bad guy.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah. I'm a good guy. So there's that. Also, summer's finally here. The last few days have been summer. We did not have summer in Germany this year, like at all.
So you have it now.
Well, yeah, okay, beautiful now, but it's going to go away soon. So awesome. With like 4 days of summer all at the end, all in September. So that was weird. That's it. You're up to date. We mentioned it last week, but we didn't get into it. What is the Corona update? What's life like? Are you guys just, that's it? It's over? No, life is over?
No, there's a lot of talk about, and I'm sure the same is in your part. Like, everyone's still observing the same precautions. We still have all of the precautions, like masks indoors, all indoor recreational places, blah, 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 all that. So it's masks everywhere. The real talk is about whether or not, or how, not probably whether or not, but how soon it's going to be vaccinations available for kids under 12. So that's kind of so I think they're waiting on, you probably know the news better than I do about, like, you know, Pfizer to get it approved. I think the UK will probably be first from what I'm hearing. Is that true?
Whoa.
No,
I read that their governing body just, they won't approve it for under 12. They just said no, because there's no point.
Okay. So,
but they did say, this is political. So I guess they did say that they expect Boris Johnson to overrule that ruling, the doctor's ruling. And he's going to, that's what they expect. I don't know if that's going to come down.
Yeah.
But no, so Germany's not in on
not going to do it. No, yeah. I think that here, the general feeling in the zeitgeist, I would say, and again, I feel like I'm a good barometer for all of this, is that I think people would like, I think the general feeling, I'm speaking for all of Canada now, so I'm sure this is accurate, is that I think school age kids, I think there probably would be more people in favor of kids school age having it than not having it. But who knows? Like, it's all going to depend on whatever the whether or not it's okayed, right? If it's deemed safe for kids. There seems to be that feeling. I don't know how many hospitalizations there are for kids here now. I know that it's happening, whereas it didn't seem to be happening hardly at all last school year. Now it seems like there are more hospitalizations and case numbers are going up, but it seems like the stats are largely in favor of those cases still being amongst the unvaccinated. So I don't think that they're, you know, they're changing anything as far as how schools are going because of that. They're just saying, hey, strongly suggest getting vaccinated and move on. But that's the interesting part, because elementary schools here, I would imagine similar to you. I mean, only the grade seven. So Jack is grade seven. So he's been double vaccinated, but the rest of the school, grade sixes and down, like don't even have the option. So I guess the question will be, are we going to see, you know, an outbreak, of big magnitudes of outbreaks in the schools, and what do they do then, right?
Right. I will answer that question for you. The answer is no, you will not see big outbreaks. I obviously cannot, well, obviously I can predict the future. We just found out about that Ted Lasso wise. no, you're not going to see it. And I'm not saying, you see, everybody, when I talk about this, you know, like a lot, I have paid attention to a lot of the, what's going on here in Germany and other doctors. And, I always have to preface everything I'm saying by saying that, you know what, COVID is real. COVID is serious. It deserves our attention. I'm not a denier by any means. You know, I'll come out and say it. I got vaccinated. I did not as early as possible. I didn't hesitate. So I'm definitely on board. However, going off of with the kids, I'm not saying that we shouldn't take steps and sort of mitigate this, but it's not going to be the overwhelming gong show that I think a lot of the news is announcing. You know, I'm not a big fan of saying, oh, fake news. However, most people are lying to you in some way or another.
Including you?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not lying to you.
Oh, okay.
I have no reason to lie to you. And what you see is what you get. And lying is a very strong word, but it's more so in the way that, you know, the headlines are sculpted, you know, the way they're designed. And like obviously, you know, for example, in the States, like CNN, they lean left. And that's a very polite way of putting it. Like they are obviously, CNN has a side, right?
Sure.
Fox News has a side.
Sure.
And I'm just picking the two titans in the room, and everybody else falls, you know, somewhere in there too. Everybody has a side now, which is pretty weird. And this is the part that sort of really rips me, is because I know a lot of arguments happening amongst, you know, different people. And here's the kicker, is that with most people, like you take, like, again, in the States, you take a Democrat and a Republican, and they're going to, you know, those people are going to intersect on 95% of things. Like they're going to agree on 95% of things. Like, yeah, I want my family to be safe. I want my kids to get an edge, you know, those sorts of things. But there's going to be a 5% where they disagree. And that's where the news likes to keep the focus on. Like, hey, you guys are sure are idiots for that part. And they keep everybody fighting, right?
Sure.
So that's what I mean by lying. They love to shape the narrative to sort of further their own agenda. That really is happening.
And sure. No, but the agenda to me, like, I mean, yeah, the underlying issue to me is nothing more than you have a lot of kids in a lot of countries, in a lot of schools in close proximity, and elementary schools are primarily unvaccinated. The question will be, because I know in the States, they're already having some issues in schools. I think Texas is an example.
Right.
But I haven't looked at all of the schools in all of the world. I'm just my just as an onlooker, my thought is this will be interesting because you have a lot of kids close proximity that are unvaccinated. If this is as contagious as, you know, they're making out on the news, this new variant,
right?
It should spread, right? Like so that's the thing, is they're painting a picture that makes you think it should spread in these, with these parameters, masks or no masks, just so much close proximity and the ventilation of the buildings, blah, blah, blah. So it's just an interesting thing to kind of watch is, will they, like if they start seeing any issues magically, I don't know magically, but the approval for vaccinations for school-aged kids will happen to prevent the loss of schools, because we can't, I can't see a scenario where schools are all closed for a long period of time again. I think that that's just not going to happen. So if it means vaccinations are going to happen to prevent, you know, schools from being closed for 6 months, then I think that's what will happen. That's my prediction.
Yeah, possibly, and that's more that to me. That's more of a feelings thing than a numbers thing. And here's why. I mean, the Delta variant has been around in Germany for a while. Like it didn't just show up here a month ago. It's been here a while, and our kids have been in school, like full classrooms.
Right.
But they do test. Like, it's Germany all about testing. Right. Testing. And so our kids to this day, like, they test twice a week. And like the entire school is tested twice a week, and they have since they've been back. And so far in our kids' school, zero positives. The school my daughter's going to in her new school, we had to meet the teacher night a while ago, and they've done 10 times the number of testing, like 20,000 or something, zero positives. And so, yeah, I mean, I'm not saying it can't. Like, there are the occasional, you know, positives that do come up. It's not entirely possible. Like I say, I'm not saying we just do nothing. Hey, just go back to life as normal. I don't think that's a great idea either. The other issue, though, is why, like so far in terms of kids in hospitals, it's really, from what I understand, it's not what you see on the news. If you dig a little deeper, there's more to the story. Again, no, I don't want my kids in the hospital. That's for sure. That's a feelings thing, not a numbers thing.
Right.
But if you think about it, like, what would be the reason to vaccinate the kids specifically?
To me, it's just which scenario would be worse? Any possible reaction for the vaccine or the possibility of getting really sick from COVID? It's a balancing act. It's like, which would be worse? Yeah.
But with the kids, if you go by the numbers,
yeah,
the risk of being sick from the vaccine, like myocarditis or something like that, is higher.
And what's
just strictly by the numbers?
But that's as of what date?
Recently,
right? And how young of a kid? What's that risk? Because again, what's the risk of an adult? Like, what's the difference between, you know, a 10-year-old and an 18-year-old? But the risk of an adult
getting sick, I know people who have had extremely adverse, like, horrible reactions to the vaccines that they don't talk about on the news. They really don't. And that's okay.
Like gone to the hospital? You know anyone who's gone to the hospital as a result of taking the vaccine?
Yes, three people, all close.
I know zero. I'm
telling you, okay? I know two strokes and a double embolism.
Wow.
I for sure. And very healthy people, and two of them older, and one of them not that old. I mean, one of them our age, so old, but not that old. Now, I still say, like, I would in a heartbeat get the vaccine anyways, because the risk of an adverse reaction to COVID much higher than the risk to the vaccine. I'm not talking, like, this wasn't back when it was the AstraZeneca and don't get the AstraZeneca. This was the big Cadillacs of vaccines.
Yeah, no, I feel like I have a pretty wide reach being in the physio clinic and all of the people that I talk to and see and their families. And so direct people that I contact daily, like, I'm again, over the course of months, like, hundreds of people that I contact, mm-hmm. zero people that have had a reaction to the vaccine. So again, I know of many people that have had. No, I don't know anybody who's gone to the hospital. I know a lot of people that have been hit hard by COVID. And so for me, all the kids that I know, that, again, most of which, because my son's age or my daughter's age, have been vaccinated, nobody who's had a reaction to the vaccine. So my percentage of everybody I know or have contacted that have had a reaction to the vaccine is a 0%. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
So I'm betting on...
Well, what's your percent of kids you know that have been really sick with COVID?
It's only just starting, and these are not directly people I know, but these are patients that I know that have kids that have been sick, and this is only just starting to show up now. This was not ever an issue before.
Hmm. Yeah, because I know people who did get, you know, whose kids did get it, and they sniffles, and that was that. I know a number of people, and nobody's hit hard, but like I said, I do, and I don't know. We obviously it's not available for kids here. So I don't know anybody, any kids who have, you know, had myocarditis, and it is rare. I mean, we're talking percentage, like very small percentage, but it does exist versus, you know, the adverse reactions to COVID are also very, very low with kids. So, but a lot of people are saying that, oh, hey, we should vaccinate the kids so they don't give it to grandma. Like that's, sure. That's usually the big, yeah. Yeah, but well, if 50% of the adults aren't getting vaccinated, then why do I have to vaccinate my kids if the people, they have to get vaccinated so they don't give it to the people who can't be bothered to get vaccinated?
No, but it's not even that. It's they need to be vaccinated for the people that can't be vaccinated. So like it's protect awesome. Those people.
Yeah, right? But I would like those other people to also do that.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah. I mean, but by that logic, you're never gonna get there. Like if it's like, oh, I'm not doing it because he's not doing it, then you're screwed. You're ultimately screwed. Yeah, if that's the mentality. Like that can't be the mentality. It's got to be, you know, we're in it together. That's got to be the mentality. Everybody do mm-hmm. their part. I mean, that's my belief, anyways.
Oh no, I'm on board with that too. Like I would, you know, ideally I would like everyone. I had an argument. We'll call it a discussion with, you know, somebody on my that I know, who older guy in his 50s, and was like, oh, I'm not sure if I should get the vaccine. And I was like, yeah, you should.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I like, there's a lot of corruption with the politicians and the drug companies. I said, yeah, get the vaccine. Yeah. Did I tell you this in the show already? I don't remember.
Yeah. I think so. We shouldn't get too political about any of this, because this is truly a photography podcast.
The good news is, in Germany, I was going to say, is that they seem to be focusing on other metrics rather than just infections. They're not about, okay, well, 10,000 people, shut her down.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
You know, they're looking at other things now, which is good. You know, and the whole reason I brought it up, actually, was because of our Australia connection last week. And I talked to a buddy of mine who lives in Sydney, just in the outskirts. And I said, like, man, like, you must be, you know, like, road warrior there. Like, I see what I see on the news when, you know, from both sides of the news, which is weird to say, the sides. It's just like, you know, what do you call it? Thunderdome. Like, it's terrible there. And he said, no, it's fine. Like, where we are, a couple of neighborhoods are locked down that are blowing up. But no, we're fine. We go to the beach. We go to the park. It's fine. So.
Sure.
My point being is that don't just believe what you see on the news as gospel. Like they're cherry picking stories.
Yeah. Well, that's good, because I don't read or watch the news. So I'm just basically making it up as I go along.
Yeah. Yeah. You go based on the people in your that you know.
Or just what I feel.
Yeah. Feelings are good. Feelings are about what gets us there. That's
how I feel today. This is fact. This is how I feel.
I'll get a third vaccine. That's what I'm going to do. I feel like it today.
Sure.
That's what I feel like. So there's that. All right. Reminder, our monthly challenge is close to home. And that is, again, inspired by the news in Australia, which is now apparently not true. So still do it. Still do close to home. That is our monthly challenge. Put it on Instagram. Hashtag that, Two Hosers Monthly Challenge, hashtag Hey Hosers. Even better, do both of those and tag us at Two Hosers, and we'll talk about that at the end of the month. Did you shoot anything interesting?
Well, I guess I did. I shot a business headshot for a friend of mine. Well,
you posted it, you put it in there, so I figured you wanted to talk about it.
Yeah, so there you go. I forgot that I shot something interesting. So there you go. I did a business headshot. White background. I just used a white wall in our place because everything is white walls now. And I put a setup shot of my wife, because I also did one for my wife, but I just didn't post her final headshot. I just decided to post one because it doesn't have so much interesting in it that we needed multiple business headshots. But yeah, a friend asked me if I could do this, something that, you know, I guess for all of their interactions, you know, a picture goes up like a little square crop picture. So she asked if I would do this, and I said, yep, no problem. So I showed the setup there, two giant soft boxes, not because I needed it, just because I wanted to. I thought, yeah, this is a good use for the studio strobe. So I had that new studio strobe. You can see in the setup shot with my wife, that's the one camera left with a bigger softbox than the Paul Buff one. And that was the crazy good Amazon deal. It was like $30. Like, I can't remember the company, but it's awesome. It's like an umbrella style softbox. So it just pops up in like 30 seconds. That thing goes together. And then you just, it just basically has a speed ring for the Speedotron light that I have. And then I've got the, you know, Alien Beyond camera, right? So I got the two big softboxes, you know, providing the key light. And then I got I use the 580 EX in an umbrella just to make kind of a soft kind of white background. I didn't want any hot spots, so I didn't want the bare flash right on. And I didn't want any of that light having enough power that it might bounce back and mess up my image. So I basically umbrellaed it. And then I have the one more speed light up on a stand as the hair light. So that's the setup. And then the finished product you can see with my friend and her very nice kind of businessy shot. And then I like the catch lights because with the two softbox setup, it gives a really kind of cool double catch light that I kind of made sure was kind of a rounder pupils. And it just looks, it looks cool. And you don't know why until you kind of zoom in and you see. Oh,
is there a name for that? I'm gonna name it if there isn't.
What's the name?
Oh, that's bow tie catch lights.
Sure. Yeah. Now that you say that, it totally does. Yeah.
Yeah. Or V. Remember the show V, the alien invasion show from the 80s?
Yeah, with the black leather weird jackets and the red V's. Yeah.
That they got when after Michael Jackson finished his Bad video.
Sure. Yeah.
Or Thriller. Yeah. It might have been Thriller.
I think it was Thriller. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, no, it looks really good. The extra special part here is the catch light is great because it does not, or the catch light, sorry, the backlight, the hair light is great because it does not touch her face.
Sure.
Like, no, it's hard to do sometimes. Like for my challenge photo, I took a picture of my two kids together, but I just couldn't position them. I wasn't set up for that. And the backlight ended up like casting a shadow on my son's face. So it was just unusable. And he clearly had enough. We already took two photos and he was done. And so I couldn't make any adjustments, but this is great. Like, it doesn't cast any weird shadows. All it does is light up her hair and her left shoulder.
Right.
Yeah. So there you go. And she must be happy with this.
She likes it. Yeah. I send her, we did about four. She did some outfit color changes. So we went with the orange shirt under the jacket, and we had tried a couple of different blues to see what looked the best. And yeah, we like this one, the smile, and yeah, just the exactly how the light fell. This was also the best part of this was no Photoshop whatsoever. This was basically this was out of camera and just a little playing with the saturation and the end. So I love getting it right in camera because I this would be sort of thing of, oh, I got to airbrush the background and all of these extra pieces that take, you know, 20 times as long as the photo did, but just spent a little extra time making sure that I had, like I did in pieces, I did the hair light first and then I added the background and then I did the front lights. And so made sure that maybe it took 5 minutes to get the initial setup. And then once it was there, I just had it. And then it was just a matter of getting the right smile and the right head tilt and all of that other little stuff.
And you use the gray card to get exposure?
I didn't use it to get exposure. I use the gray card to get the white balance.
Oh, okay. I do both, actually. I use it to do that and set the exposure because you can really nail it.
Yeah, I did not do that, but I did use it for white balance, yeah.
All right. I took, I told you we finally had summer. So the other day, my kids were out front with this amazing sunset, and they happened to be reading through their photo albums that they get for their birthday every year.
Okay.
Which I thought was kind of funny. They love two things. They love photo albums and those squirt bottles you see. They absolutely, it's like the greatest invention in the world for them. Those spray bottles. Like, you just get, like, all the yard, they're just like just basic spray bottles that, like, you just, like, for the summer, you go to the beach and spray water on yourself, and that's that. That's all they use them for. And they think it is the iPhone. Like, it's just that great.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think you just created a new app, a virtual spray bottle.
Spritzer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. We call these Dorfkinder. So, village kids. That's them. So, but the light, like, this is also an example of, like, when I say out of Photoshop, I did not change a single slider on this image. This is out of camera blammo. Like, it, what a great time to shoot at this part of the evening. And then the other shot is they built it's called a pump track. Is that what it's called in English?
I don't know what this is called. It's like skate park. I don't know.
Yeah, but they do it with like bikes and stuff too, but there's no bikes on this one, but allowed.
Oh,
they did
build a new one just off of a railway like this. I didn't know what the name of it was called, but they have exactly like just one that just got finished at towards the end of summer that is all wavy like this for bikes and skate.
Like,
I think
oval,
it's mostly bikes. Yeah.
Yeah, so the idea there is like you can just ride it without like, but just by kind of sort of pumping up and down, you don't have to actually pedal. Like once you get started, just the perpetual motion machine just takes it. You know, so this one's for skateboards and scooters, evidently. And so yeah, I took my son. This is right in tubing in right under one of the overpasses. They built it, and so I took my son out there, and this is about 4 seconds before he just ate it, like just crashed on his knee, like. I actually thought he really hurt himself because he went down hard on his knee and tried to stand up and then just fell right over again, couldn't stand up. And I thought, oh no. Oh no, you didn't break your kneecap, did you? Because that would suck.
Yeah.
And he did not. He did not. But we did have to phone mom to come get him. And I had to carry him down to the parking lot. And that was a delight.
But, nice.
Still, he promised he would go back. So that's always the thing. Whenever my kid falls on something like that, I'm like, as long as you get up and go back, we're good. I don't want you to just quit doing this.
Sure.
All right. Let's get right into the photo challenge. That was back to school because, hey, this week your kids went back to school. Mine are going on Monday. And I figured you take pictures every year of your kids going back to school anyway, don't you?
Do I? I don't know. I try to get a yearly photo. I feel like I, for the most part, I have a yearly photo of them.
I think you do.
My usual thing is to get it on the day of school, but it doesn't always work out that way.
Right. Well, did you get it on the day of school?
Yeah, I got, well, the one of Jack with the gray background was not. It was just, I used the same setup as the headshot and I just turned off the backlight. So it's exactly the same. And that's just without the light that's pointed into the umbrella against the back wall. So you just get a nice kind of even, well, a little bit of a gradient kind of gray, which I liked. And so that was his. And I did one with the backpack and one without, and I didn't like the backpack. So I just used the one without. And then I did one on the morning of with his new bike. He got that bike about, I don't know, a week ago, like just before school. So he got that bike. Yeah, not even a week ago, would have been last weekend. So yeah, so I did one. That was the morning of school as he's going to ride to school. So I had each, and then I did one of Sarah the morning of her first day as well. And I just kind of, the difference is the one with Jack and his bike was the X100, just a quick like point and shoot. He's in the shade, use the flash. And it does a pretty good job just filling in, because he would be in darkness here because the background's pretty bright. So exposed.
Would you have a lens hood on your X100?
I do, yes, and that's probably what dampened some of that flash.
Okay, yeah, that was the one thing I didn't like about the onboard flash and the lens hood is it really kills it. Like you can see, not in this case, in a little fill, you're not going to notice it, but sometimes you really see the shadow.
Yeah. So yes, I did. And then I did one of my daughter where we just kind of went what do you call that light where it's kind of coming through the trees and stuff? What's that light
dappled
called? Dappled. Yeah. So I did a one with the dappled light of my daughter, and that was her first day. But I did the 85mm for her. And so again, both simple snapshots, but really like how the simple snapshot with the 85mm looks. It's just such a great setup. So that was her first day. So there you go. So as far as the challenge photo goes, I don't know. You pick. Yeah.
Well, the one I would probably have thoughts about would be the gray background one.
The gray background. Okay, go.
Yeah. The other ones are good. No, you can see the difference in the 85mm versus the X100, but guess what? I like them both. You wouldn't think you would like the depth of field as much in the X100 because you think, oh man, like it's a wide angle lens, not wide, but it's a wider lens, and you know, and I love it. Like I'm surprised at how good it looks.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And the flash does a good job in this scenario, making it look natural versus like, you know, deer in headlights kind of, you know, when you pop flash right in someone's face. So as far as in these parameters as a quick point and shoot, like, yeah, I can't really do this with any other point and shoot that I know of.
No, it's fantastic. But with the gray background, like my only criticism would be like, I actually would prefer the background to be slightly darker gray.
Interesting. Okay.
I think it'd pop because and again, I'm not the best one to talk about colors, but to me, the general tone of his sweatshirt, sort of, it's a little too close to that gray. Now it's obviously different. I know that one's a color and one's, you know, gray. But it's just very, very, it's a little close. And I don't know if it was to be a little darker gray, it would look more like a Gap ad to me, which I happen to like. I like the Gap ads.
Interesting. Okay. I actually pulled the grays up a bit, because it was darker. So no, I went the other way.
Wrong.
But no, I understand your feedback and it's duly noted, but yeah, I kind of, it's funny that you say that when I literally, you know, brought it up so that it wasn't as dark. Yeah. Yeah.
I also enhanced my grays, but, just on my own hair. I don't know why I did that in real life. That was a horrible error. Should have dyed it darker. All right, so I went with white background for mine. I can't decide if I want, probably my son, he's, you know, a little more jovial in this one.
He's very jovial. Your daughter's very stoic.
Yeah, yeah. She's one of the cool kids now. She's going to grade 5 and that's a new school. And so it's a new backpack too. Like you evidently, like when you go to the smaller school, the kids' school, you have one kind of backpack like my son does. Like see how it's kind of boxy?
Sure.
I like, that's not a thing in North America, I don't think, but like it's a big deal here, like getting your backpack when you go to grade 1, which is a few years ago, is a big deal. Like these backpacks they're expensive, and like this one was a hand-me-down. He wanted one from his friend, but like they're like a couple of $100, like $250 bucks sometimes, and it's like, yeah, wow. And it's a whole thing. It's a big thing. And so evidently, when you go to grade 5, you graduate to a different backpack, which is also expensive for some reason. So we got her that. So both pictures are pretty much the same. It's the exact same setup. It's not quite because the one with my daughter, the hair light did not fire, and then it did on my son. So you can see on the right side of my son's face, his right ear is lit up a little bit, and hers is a little bit darker on that side of the face.
And you can just see the extra light on his hair on the right side of his head versus hers. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And so that's the light that in the picture of the two of them was just my daughter was standing on his right, camera left, and it was just casting a shadow on his face and looked terrible. So unusable. But other than that, just basic white background, one light, like two lights on the background, like raked across, two bare speed lights, and then one light in an umbrella, you know, basically forward camera right, you can tell by the catch lights. And just a basic white background shot. Very simple. I haven't done one in quite some time because it's my son's drum room. So I had to pull the drums, like I basically had to pull the drums to one side and lean over top of the drums to shoot. But I also shot with the 50 mil, which I normally would shoot with the 85, but something, I seem to remember you shooting these with the 50 before.
I think I've done both. Yeah. You get a little bit, especially in a tighter space, if you're trying to get like the whole outfit, I can see why the 50 is handy. Yeah.
Well, the 85 would have worked. We had enough room for the 85, but I don't know. I was like, you know, I think the last number of times Adam has shot with the 50, so I anticipated you doing the same. And then you zigged, and I thought you would zag.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. Would you like the background to be whiter in mine just to get back?
No, no, it's fine. Yeah.
Yeah. That's come on, average. So yeah, basically. So these will work. I will probably take one on the day of their first day, you know, out front of the house or something like that. But that would not be in time for this week's episode, Adam.
Sure. I understand.
All right. So topic this week is I want a quick rundown of your summer vacation, Adam. I want to hear what you did, what was the photo, especially photo oriented.
Well, we didn't have like a big summer vacation. I think mm-hmm. yours will be more exciting because you went places. We had a baseball tournament in Nanaimo, which I think I spoke of way back on one of the episodes. So mm-hmm. that is not exactly a vacation. We went and played in a tournament.
Well, you went to Nanaimo, I went to Tuscany, so that's kind of a tie.
Yeah, it's sort of a tie. So the sad news of that was we lost in the final game by one run in the last inning to the Nanaimo team. So it was
You lost to the host?
It was such a good game, and it was we came back from, like, it was the second game of a doubleheader, two games in the last day. We played what would have been formerly the best team in the province in the semifinals. So we were like, kind of had that game. It was against Abbotsford. They are a powerhouse, and we had an unbelievable game that morning, and we actually mercied them. We just jumped out, like, we jumped all over them. The kids were on fire, and we ended up mercying Abbotsford. And to us, that was kind of our final. And we were playing that game, with our super strong pitcher, and then basically we got to the finals, and their team, the Nanaimo team, had already used their ace. And we have a couple of aces. I shouldn't say, like, we probably went with our kid that has been the most consistent in the semifinals, and he was lights out. Like, they could not hit him. He was amazing. And we got to the semifinals, and we went with probably our 1A and our 1B pitcher. And he got hit a bit. And one kid right. on Nanaimo that was just an absolute giant, probably 6'1", 180 pounds, hit two bombs off of him in that game. Oh. And so we got down by quite a bit. One was a 3-run shot, one was a 2-run shot. I think we were down about 8-2. And then we just clawed back the pitcher, who, you know, was a little bit down on himself, I think, after giving up the two home runs, considering he's a really, really strong pitcher. Came up in, I want to say the games are seven innings, in the fifth or sixth inning, and hit his own 3-run homer, which was just magnificent, because I was standing next to his dad, and he was feeling like, oh man, like, I know my kid's feeling bad about it. And I'm like, well, you know, he could turn the tide pretty quick with one swing. And then boom, we're both standing in center field, like behind the center field fence, and watched it sail out. And then it was just awesome, because the kid just had the biggest grin on his face going around nice. The bases. And then in the sixth inning, like, Jack had a super clutch game tying hit up the middle to score a kid from second. So he was pumped. And then we lost in the last inning on just one of, like, the field in Nanaimo. And it had been an issue all weekend. Like, it's a beautiful field, but they did not cut the infield grass at all. Like, it was so long. So if you, like, basically buried a ball into the ground, like, it was, you couldn't make the play. So, because the ball just died. And so they hit a ball that just died in the grass that ended up, you know, scoring the winning run. And it was just like, oh no, that's not the way. And then they were the home team. So So anyway, so
it was a walk-off.
They were in the home. I think they scored that. Oh, I can't remember. I think it was a walk-off. I don't remember. I just know that that last run, after we had clawed back and tied the game, and it was so emotional, then they scored, like, a run that was like, oh, that's how this game's going to end. just like a chip shot down the line that just died in the grass. So anyway, but it was a great experience. And the kids, we actually played that Nanaimo team in the round robin portion, and another thrilling game that we won by one run. So we played two great games against them. One, unfortunately, we lost the one in the final, but it was also fun that, I mean, there was Nanaimo, there's nothing going on at the time. So there was, like, people from Nanaimo that, like, came out. It was sort of a bit of a community event that were watching the game. And they had a lot of fans. But then the other games that had just, because this was the final game of the day, the other teams that were all out came to watch at the end of this game. And so they're all kind of lined up around the outfield fence and everything. Yeah. And they were all chanting for us, which was awesome. Like they were all, let's go, Rich, man. And so it was interesting when all the kids from all the three or four other teams that were still around were all cheering for Richmond. Nobody was cheering for Nanaimo except for the Nanaimo people of Nanaimo.
I see. So but a lot of fights in the stands.
Yeah, lots of kids. No. So it was a good experience. Yeah, yeah. So that was our Nanaimo portion of our, I call it a vacation.
Which I'm not seeing any photos of here.
Yeah, because I mean, I posted enough baseball and I just didn't see, you know, posting more baseball shots. But anyway, so we're in Nanaimo. That was good fun for the kids. And then we went to Whistler for a few days. So we did that. Okay. Was kind of where, you know, baseball's now over. We went to Whistler. So I posted a few pictures because I didn't take a lot of pictures, but we went on this train hike, which I guess has become like a big Instagram thing. We saw and heard about it from people posting photos on Instagram, but not far from the village, there's this little hike, which there's a suspension bridge that they built, I don't know, some years ago, not that long ago, to access where there was an old kind of train crash, I think in the 50s. Again, I could be wrong on the dates and things, but anyways, there's these train cars that went off the tracks up there, and then a company kind of hauled them up into the woods, and then local artists basically go and graffiti them. And so it's really cool because you're basically in the middle of the forest. There's a suspension bridge to access it from the main kind of, you know, road. And you basically do this little 5-minute hike into the forest. And then there's all these railway cars and you can, you know, people like they've got like the ladders and things where you can climb up on top of them. And so we did that little hike and we took a bunch of photos. So I thought that was interesting. So I posted a few. We had gone with a couple friends. You see some pictures of our friends, pictures of the kids, pictures of a picture of my wife and daughter with the, just kind of this cool.
Could you, dude, I got honestly, hold on. I got to send one of my son's friends away. Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah, that stays in, buddy. Were you being interesting that whole time?
Yeah, I was silent. Yeah. So
one of my son's buddies just kept ringing the bell. After two times, I thought he'd go away, but he's just yelling. I'm like, hey, go away. It's a podcast. There's a podcast happening in here.
A very, very important podcast.
So you went, but here's the thing. You decided to hike there at noon, 11:30?
Yeah, it would have been right in the middle of the day, yeah.
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 It wasn't good. The it, light, but you found some shade though, which is nice.
Yeah, I tried to find some shade, and you see, obviously, you know, backgrounds get blown out because as the light comes through the trees in certain spots, it's very, very bright at that time.
Yeah.
But no, the idea, we didn't do it for the photos. We did it because we thought it would be cool to see.
Everything's for the photos.
And then I took a few photos because we were there thinking that, hey, this will be something interesting for the podcast because it is a super cool setup. And if it was a little more overcast, then you would get terrific photos. It just happened to be a very bright, sunshiny day when we went.
But now I'm more confused, Adam, because it's telling me you shot this with your 6D. This seems like an X100 hike.
I think I had both. And I took both only because I thought, I think I took some photos on the X100 for just to show the scene. And then I don't think I uploaded any of those. Like they're probably still on my camera. So again, like I said, I got behind on things. So I did take both. And the point of taking both was more because I knew this wasn't really a hike. This was a 5-minute walk in. And I thought there might be some interesting things to use for the podcast, but I'm failing you now because I don't think I uploaded any of those photos. But anyways,
no, it's okay. It's all right.
I remember distinctly having both cameras and thinking like, yeah, I'm going to, cause I didn't take a lot of photos. This was it in Whistler. I didn't take any other photos in Whistler. So I had plans of taking, but I didn't. I just, you know, we kind of walked around the village. The
lake? Green Lake?
We did. And I didn't bring my camera to that. We went to Green Lake. Like I just didn't take photos. So my vacation was kind of a chill hangout, walk around the village. But we did go to the lake and stuff. I did not take photos.
The village though, the village is like, if it's your first time there and you go, yeah, fine, take some pictures. It's cool. But like, it's a really nice looking village, But it looks like the Disneyland version of a Swiss village.
Yes, it does. It's and everything, it looks kind of the same, if that's what you're getting. Yeah, it's really not something that I had any interest in photographing. But one other part to my vacation, so that was Whistler. I had a good time for a few days. And then I don't even know if you'd call it a vacation, but one other thing we did over the summer that I thought was photograph worthy was we went up to Grouse Mountain. So I have a few pictures from summer that we went to Grouse Mountain. We went with my in-laws and my sister-in-law. So I have a photo from up on Grouse Mountain, take the gondola up, and then there's another chairlift if you want to go higher to some different kind of views and lookouts. Yeah, so I have a picture as I'm in the in the chairlift, I'm spun around with my 70 to 200 lens on the 60.
You purposely went ahead to get this photo?
No, I did not. It just worked out that way. Did not think about it. Okay. I just had my camera with me, and then I thought, oh, I'm going to take a photo on the chairlift. Nope, not at all planned.
Wait, so you're sitting by yourself?
My daughter's with me. So I'm in the chairlift with my daughter.
Oh, I didn't look closely. I thought that was your daughter in the photo behind.
Sister-in-law with
those. Your in-laws are down there though.
And then they're down on the chair below. So that just worked out. And then talking about lumberjacks and all of that hot lumberjack talk from your stag party last week.
Yeah.
Is I also had some photographs of lumberjacks because they have that lumberjack show up on Grouse Mountain. So I took a shot with doing the log rolling, or they go back and forth, you know, on the log, seeing who falls off first. Also took a picture of, like, they kind of have a speed wood chopping contest. So here's one of the lumberjacks, and I just thought looks a lot like a baseball swing when you kind of break it down. I'm like, yeah, he's getting after it there. So
wait, are you hold on, are you joking?
No, I just mean, like, just look at the straight leg, the turn knee.
Okay, listen, but you nailed it. Like, I that's how I'm trying to teach the guys on our team hitting, is by chopping trees. Like, and so I set up a whole thing at our park. I brought my axe down.
Oh, wow. You went
my big, heavy axe. And because we cleared a bunch of trees to make our new field. And so I set them all up. And it was like, I showed all the guys how to chop a tree down, because of course I did. And the executive on our team outlawed it. Oh, that just sounds dangerous to me. Yeah. I was like, well, no, we're hitting the tree. Like, nope, not allowed. And that was it. And I was like, but you guys want them to hit, right? Because it is very much the same. It's extremely similar chopping down a tree as to hitting a baseball, the wrist action and all the things that are there. So it's kind of funny that you mentioned that. Good for you.
Yeah. You can show this picture to the guy who, and then show him a picture of Mike Trout. Like, look at that top hand, bottom hand. Like, he's got tight to the body. Like, he's got the puffed cheeks. Yeah, I'm sure you could find
hitting over a closed front foot, a nice extension.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Getting his driving with his hips. This is 1,000% a baseball swing, which was kind of my point. And never try. That's the thing, Adam. Never try, because people will just
they'll shoot you down. Yeah,
yeah.
And anyway, so I showed a few pictures of that, just because I thought it was fun, and the lumberjack outfits are very similar to what you guys went with for the stag. But in this show, it's kind of part competition, and then it's also part like little scripted show, and they have some, you know, goofy punchlines and stuff. And then they always do, because we've seen this show over the years, you know, at least 5-6 times. We used to have a membership to Grouse Mountain, take the kids when they were younger, but it's basically the exact same show and script, but they do this little bit with dynamite, and then they throw it in the well, and then the one guy goes in with the dynamite, and there's a little explosion, and he comes out after. Oh, I'm spoiling it now, but anyways, here's a shot of the dynamite and the little part where they're gonna push one guy into the well, and just kind of thought fun experience. So have a couple of gross shots, a little bit of the train hike. That's it. Wrapped up my vacation.
I have a shot of you and I at the lumberjack show from 2014, and I'll post that as well.
But we're not dressed as lumberjacks.
We are dressed as hosers, though. We're both wearing the uniform.
Oh, flying the flag.
Yeah, and in the background is the lumberjack set out of focus, though. Nice bokeh on that. But also, there was that year the lumberjacks were some Matt Damon lookalike. And then some dude who was way, way too good looking to be a lumberjack.
Okay. So
I'll post the picture. You'll know what I'm talking about. This guy must be a movie star now.
All right.
Did they have new jokes at least?
No, jokes, same jokes.
Exact same routine, eh?
Yeah, yeah. It's a carbon copy, which I like. I'm glad they haven't changed it. It has that sort of nostalgic feeling because I'm like, I've seen this, and this joke's going to happen here, and I like that. So, no, I'm a fan. I'm a fan of repetition.
Do you remember when you and I were up there, I think? I'm not sure, maybe because we used to take the kids whenever we'd go back to Vancouver with the kids when they were younger. We'd go, and I think like my friends who had memberships, they would take them up, and then maybe I would hike up, or I forget how this. Because I used to love hiking up the Grouse Grind, big fan.
Yeah.
Anyways, point being, we sat down. Do you remember? And then so they end up making a little chair out of a chain, like with a chainsaw, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's part of the routine.
Part of the routine. They say they're making a bunny, and then it turns out to be a chair. Yeah.
And then, I cut the bunny, and then it's a chair, and then they hand it to a kid in the audience.
Right.
Do you remember who they handed it to when we were there?
No.
Well, the guy sitting next to my wife, they handed it to his kid, and that guy was Jack Black.
What?
Yeah.
I don't remember any of this.
Okay, maybe it might have been a different time that we went there, but we were
I feel like I would remember Jack Black being there.
Yeah, which is weird because I was like it would be years, you know, till last year when my kids would actually enjoy Jack Black in the School of Rock, but at no point, like of course to them, everybody sat next to Jack Black at the Lumberjack Show at Grouse Mountain.
Sure.
It was a normal thing. But right. Yeah, he was in town filming, and then he was sitting there, and everyone kind of left him alone, and then the lumberjack guy, probably the girl or something, gave it to his kid. But
okay.
The kid was 30, which is weird. That was the weird part. Anyways, sounds like a good, like I'm not going to use the word staycation because I hate it, but it sounds like you had a pretty good time nonetheless.
Yeah, it was. And like you say, this is the most photos that I've taken in a long time. So
right.
I felt like between back to school, Grouse, because that was only a couple weeks ago, and then, you know, train hike, like I feel like I'm all photographed out. Like, wow, I had a whirlwind. Yeah. No, just nice. haven't done a lot of photos in a little while. So it feels good to be back and feels good to actually pull them up on the screen and do the little edits, like all things I haven't done. Oh, I should say, I don't know if I mentioned this, but one of my biggest purchases when we moved back into our house was a sit-stand desk, which is essentially just a standing desk because I never sit now. I just have it and I stand up. Absolutely the greatest thing ever. I'm saying that as a physiotherapist. So if you spend a lot of time at your computer, get one of these. They are magnificent. Yeah. I have the Costco one. Yeah. I wish I had one 10 years ago. I have the Costco one, which I absolutely love. So there you go.
All right. You heard it there first. Enter the code Adam and you'll get 0% off.
Yeah. Yeah. They'll actually laugh at you.
Yeah. They'll say, who's Adam? And you're like, forget it.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know.
Yeah.
So there's that. All right, man. Well, reminder, our monthly challenge for this month is close to home. Hashtag that Two Hosers monthly challenge. Hashtag Hey Hosers. Even better, do both and tag us at Two Hosers on the Instagram. We'll check that out. Challenge for next week, Adam. You know, it's funny. You mentioned it off the air, I think. But before we started, I had already written it down. 17 to 40 mil lens. That's the challenge for next week.
17 to 40 lens. Okay.
Yeah, because I have used that. Someone was asking about me, a long story, which I'll probably go over on a future episode, about lenses. And I was like, yeah, I have these, and these. And I was like, you know what? But the 17 to 40, I use exactly 2 times per year. And I want to get it out again and shoot something cool with it.
So sure.
That's for next week. All right.
Okay.
All right. Websites. Yours is Instagram. That's your website.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which I use sometimes. I'm trying to interact with listeners, so... Yeah, yeah. I've made an effort to, I haven't posted any photos again, sorry, Instagram fans, but I have interacted. But
Scott Broey, he fired back at you. He even took a picture to fire back at you based on your commentary last week.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen it, so maybe I'll have a look at
Go
that.
Go check it out. You got to check it out. It's he fired it right across your bow, man. So,
okay.
You better check it out.
What did I say? What was it? Was I mean?
Probably.
Okay. Oh, was that was butt dial?
Butt dial.
Yeah, butt dial. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, Scott. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So he ran with it. So check that out. And so you can find my stuff at alanatrich.com or the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.